everybody. Happy new week. Over from coming to you, streaming to you from Gold Coast in Queensland. And next to me, I have one of my recently published authors, Sarah Mills, who's up in Brisbane, just an hour away where I am. The Real Me is her book. Obviously there and behind her. We had actually a chance to catch up with each other last week when I was doing the speaking gig, which was really lovely, and to do some real life photos. So thank you for joining me, Sarah, and I can't wait to, you know, hear what you've got to share with everyone.
Oh, thanks, Nat. I'm sitting outside on my front balcony, so you might hear a little bit of traffic. It's quiet here, but occasionally something will drive past.
Just a couple of birds chirping, which is really lovely anyway.
That's it's such a lovely morning.
Yeah. So let me introduce you guys properly to Sarah with her introduction, and then we're going to get into the conversation about the book and, you know, what she can share with us today. So Sarah Mills is a contemporary author of both ancient and modern understandings. She loves learning, writing, and connecting, and has only recently finished high school, having taught about her biology, physics, and chemistry for 30 years. Sarah is currently immersed in the teaching of yoga and growing a yoga community. Centenary Yoga is her business in the western suburbs of Brisbane. She's married to Dr. David Mills, who keeps her grounded and is her rock. Sarah has four amazing children and two stepdaughters who, together with thousands of pupils, have taught her most of what she knows. She's passionate about yoga, family, nature, music, and connection, and helping everybody find their real me. This is Sarah's first book, though she was awarded second prize for a short story in the English Teachers Association of Queensland Literary Competition a few years back, which reignited her love of writing. She might write a novel or two next. Okay.
I might.
Yes. Then we met, I think, pre-COVID, right? Like it was 2019, I believe we met.
It was, yes.
And it's been a journey. You know, we've been in each other's lives for 4 years, but the book is here now. I want to know, like, you know, back then, maybe what kind of sparked on the desire to you wanting to write a book, and how long had you been thinking about it?
It's been something I've been thinking about, I guess, all of my life. As a child, I loved writing, and I really enjoyed English at school, and always really enjoyed reading, and I just thought, yeah, one day I'm going to write a book. It's a bucket list thing. Yeah. And you know, one day never really comes unless you actually do something about it. And it was you, Nat, that actually prompted me, because I saw your ad on Facebook, you know, have you always wanted to write a book? I forget what it was, but yeah, do you want to write a book? Yeah. And I thought, this looks interesting. Maybe this is the right time for me. Maybe things come up at the right time. And so I clicked on your event and booked in, and the rest is history. And I'm probably like the longest serving author in your community.
No, you're not.
No one's taken more than 3 years.
Oh, yes, I have. We've had 7, 8 years. No.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a variety of people. Like, you know, some smash it out in the 3 or 4 months, and then
yes,
others, as you know, for various reasons, will take longer. But I love the fact that you know, pretty much 93% of people will finish. So yeah.
And I think that's an incredible statistic, and that's all down to you and your amazing work and the way you support people, especially when they hit hard times and they hit roadblocks and they get stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always there. I had Julie and Viv sort of texting me saying, how's it going, you know, every few weeks.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I'd put the book out to people as a pre-launch, I knew I had to finish it. And you really taught me about being a finisher. And yeah, I wanted to make sure that no matter what happened, yeah, I finished this book. It was really important to me, the person that I'd become at the end.
Yeah, that's what we say. It's often not about writing your first book. It is about the person you become at the other end of it. So let's talk about what's in the book. You know, what will people get from it? You know, where did the real me come from?
Oh, thank you. It actually came from my morning pages, just the morning writing I was doing one day. And I actually wrote down the ideas of the book. It just kind of dropped into my head out of nowhere, like many authors say it does. Yeah. And I originally was going to call it The Real You. And it kept coming back to me, no, it needs to be the real me, because when people are interacting with this, it needs to be about them. They need to be reading the real me and keep thinking about it as being me. So I kind of changed the title, came up with a few ideas, and that was when I worked with Stuart on, you know, what the chapters were going to be. I was inspired to write it as a course. to really help to guide people in the discovery and recovery of themselves, because there's nobody can tell you who you are.
Yeah.
Even the most well-meaning people, they don't know you. They don't get you. And the only way you can really figure it out is yourself. But then how do you do that? We're always being told to be ourselves, but we just don't know how to do it. And I've written this course as a guide to assist people to actually work through some really kind of simple, but not necessarily easy steps, inquiring within themselves as to who they really are. It starts easy. Okay. And in the middle, we really work on the superpowers, but also the dark corners of the real me and unpacking those. Because even unless you can bring something into the light, then you can never really understand it.
Yeah, I love that. So maybe could we share maybe a couple of practical things that you've written about in the book that we can all look into? I always love some tips that I can start off my Monday with. Because I'll go practice them or ask those questions or meditate on those and all that. So,
I'd love that. Thank you. Before I do, I just want to say that the book was inspired by a quote from Dr. Naomi Rachel Remen, and that's actually in the book. And she said that healing may not be so much about getting better. It's about letting go of everything that isn't you.
Mm.
All the beliefs.
Yeah.
And becoming who you really are. And so that really was what sort of kicked off. I've always been interested in authenticity and what makes me me. If I'd been born in Skopje, Nat, and had your life and your experiences and your mum, and would I be you? Yeah, would I be you? I wouldn't. I'd be similar, but not quite, because we all have those subtle differences. We all have slightly different values, and the way we, the choices we make based on our experiences are different. So. Yeah. The book is really written about recovering your personal wholeness, letting go of stuff that you've been taught and that stuff that you've been almost shamed into believing about yourself that aren't really you, and they're holding us back from living our just best, most authentic, joyful life. So I coined the term, maybe you can see this.
Yes, I can see it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Real. Yeah. Okay. So starting with, it always starts with recognizing, with paying attention and noticing, you know, your choices, your habits, and the way you respond to things, and simply how you show up in the world. And often it's about your language. It's about the language that you choose to use about things that often shapes your perspectives. Yes. From there, we go on to exploring, okay, why did I think that? Why did I say that? Why did I look at it a certain thing that way? Why did I respond that way? Without judgment, mm-hmm. and just experimenting with some of those elements. And a big part of that is also allowing and accepting, not accepting it as necessarily truth, but accepting it as how we are right now.
Yes.
And how we are right now, of course, is the real me, but then there's all more of the real me to discover and to unpack and to excavate.
Yeah.
And finally, learning how to let go. And that's often the hardest part, because we're told to let go.
Yeah.
But no one teaches us how to do it. So, and that's what I've done in the book, is I've given quite explicit techniques to assist mm-hmm. people in learning, you know, when something comes up, when a trauma or a trigger comes up.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? How do you let that go? Do you reach for a drink? Ideally, no. Okay. But it's a matter of sitting with what comes up, if it's the right moment. Sometimes if you're in a business meeting, it's not the right moment, but sitting with what comes up, simply allowing it to unfold and to almost sort of decompress within you until you suddenly feel as though you're coming back to normal.
Yeah.
And every time that trigger comes up, you'll do that over and over again, and you'll find out every time it comes up, it won't feel as bad. It won't feel as difficult. It won't be as uncomfortable. And you'll realize that, you know, once you actually experience the fact you're letting something go, then you actually are coming back to your wholeness. And then you're giving yourself back to the world as a, you know, as the best version of yourself, the most joyful, the most free, the most light version of yourself.
I love that. Yeah.
But in a nutshell, that's basically what the book's about. So 11 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
11 weeks. Starting really simple, about simply noticing.
Is it like 11-week program almost?
Yes, it's an 11-week program. Yeah. But it's very much tailored to people taking from it what they need, and everyone will experience the book differently because everyone will be taking different things from it. And some people will take longer than 11 weeks because they'll want to work with a particular chapter for a couple of weeks. There are little assignments in there. Yeah. And some people will rip through it much, much more quickly and then come back to parts later that they just didn't want to do at the time. Yeah. That's how it's written. It's written to be, to be a personal guide to you from me.
Oh, beautiful. I love little tasks that you got to do, because I think it's one thing knowing, it's another thing doing something where you really embody the lessons.
Yeah, you really have to embody the lessons. And what's one of the things I've also encouraged people to do is tune into feeling rather than thinking, because thinking is simply stuff you've learnt and you've been trained in. And some of that's the stuff you've got to let go.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling something in your body, if you're feeling closed or you're feeling cold or you're feeling nervous or you're feeling fear, then that's giving you a clue as to how you're responding to that situation and that choice. It might not be the real me.
Yeah. Mm. I love that. And how do you now, I know, because we spoke and you told me I've been running retreats and all this sort of stuff, even though the book hasn't yet finished. You know, we often talk about, you know, your book is your business card on steroids.
Yes.
But we also, over the years, I've been teaching you guys, you know, the power of events and retreats and all that kind of stuff. So how do you work with people and how do you support them behind, say, them reading the book?
It's a big part of the yoga philosophy is that you already are perfect. There's nothing to add.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy of fullness, not a philosophy of lack. It's just a way of, we just need to discover who we are and the bits of us that we haven't developed because we've been held down or held back by different elements of our lives. So it ties in very, very, very much with the yoga philosophy. And so I'm looking forward to seeing so many of my yoga students working through the program and discovering parts about themselves and working with me in terms of developing it as a real program to take people through. That's something that I'm still thinking about, how I'm going to develop that sort of post the book.
Yeah. So the retreats that you do are different from what's in the book. That's the program, right?
Yes.
Yes. What are your retreats about? Let us know what they're about.
They're basically yoga and meditation. So I've got six lovely teachers that work with me, and we all go. So we all have a retreat experience, but we also teach different elements of the retreat. So there's some meditation. There's some sort of satsang, which is like a talk about points of truth. There's beautiful waterfalls and scenery and ponds to swim in and just to meet together and come together with beautiful people.
Yeah. So have you transitioned from the teaching into Centenary Yoga? Are you doing both kind of things?
Yeah, the moment I'm still doing everything. I said I made me laugh because I said in the book that I was I finally finished school, but then I went back and did some more teaching. So I'm still currently there at the moment because I do love it. I love to be able to teach students and also to be able to, you know, subtly pass on these philosophies to them. But next year I'm coming back to simply writing and I'm working in the yoga business and kind of finding a way to kind of merge those two together. Yeah, that's part of my journey.
That's wonderful, because in traditional education they don't really teach this the stuff you've written about.
No, in some way they kind of teach the opposite. It's really about, no, I think I'm being unkind. It used to be about sort of, you know, boxing you up so you were employable, but not really sort of teaching you how to live your best life. But there's a lot more programs in schools now that do that. So I'd like to actually write a program that I could actually work within schools, because I think that's such a great thing for the students to think about not just what they want to do but who they want to be and how they can actually develop themselves, their values and strategies in those ways.
The few people watching, good morning to Casey and Joe and Donna, Janine, and they're listening in. And
good morning.
Wendy from New Zealand is saying, where are your retreats? I believe they're in Queensland, yes?
Yeah, they're in Springbrook.
Springbrook,
so sort of between you and the Gold, when you're at the Gold Coast and Brisbane, so it's right up in the mountains. It's so quiet. All you hear is not the traffic. All you hear is the bird song and silence. It's so beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful mountains.
I love that when I heard that's the stuff that you've been doing. So what are the other plans of Leverage? What are the things that you're going to be doing?
Well, I've got Nat's book, and I'm busily reading it. Yeah, So Sharpens and Sell Your First Book. So I'm working through that. I'm going to do a bit of a soft launch at one of my local cafes, yes, and do a bit of a book signing. And I've also organised, a more official launch at the Avid Reader Independent Bookshop at West End.
Yeah.
And so that's in November. So that's on the Avid Reader website on November 25th, if anybody wants to come along. So we'll have some readings and some drinks and some fun there. Like you said, you've got to throw your own party.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're doing that. And what's very exciting is that my ebook is going to be launched tomorrow on Amazon.
Yes. I love it.
So 99 cents if anyone would like to support me in becoming an Amazon bestseller.
Yeah, go get all those hot tips that cover off the real acronym, as you say, the principles in terms of what REAL stands for. Tomorrow, guys, you can look up the book on Amazon and get a copy at just 99 cents. And otherwise, you can go to Sarah's website to get the physical copy. It's centenaryyoga.com.au, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, can we put that in the comments?
Yes, Lindy is listening and we'll be putting that in the comments, centenaryyoga.com.au. And you need to go to the events tab rather than the book tab. She's got to fix up a couple little to get it showing up on the book tab, but it is on the events tab and you'll see the picture of the cover there. And get a physical copy if you like me, you like to highlight things and underline and all that sort of stuff, or the ebook will be out tomorrow. I'll get both, I guess, because it's such an awesome deal that you have an opportunity to get. So what is what was the journey like? You did a physical face-to-face retreat with us. It was the second last one pre-COVID, November 2019.
Yes.
Yeah? Tell me a little bit about how your writing process went and, the support and all that kind of stuff. How did you find all of that?
Initially, I found it incredibly overwhelming. I don't know if you remember, but I sat in one of our sessions and I had to talk about my book and I just burst into tears because I just didn't know if I could be that person. Mm. I knew what I wanted to do, but it was a real struggle because I really had to bring myself back to my own wholeness, and part of what I've been writing sort of tracks that journey and helps other people to make that journey as well. The support has been incredible. Our ultimate 48-hour author, I knew I was never going to be a 48-hour author. I knew it was going to, I knew it was going to take me a while, but I also knew that I was going to finish it. And you inspired me to do that, Nat, you and Stu and Viv. So, as I said, over the 3 years, I've had lots of messages saying, how are you going? Where's this? Where's that? And I needed that. I needed people coming to me and sort of giving me the prod. And it helped a lot.
And those people waiting that pre-purchased it, right? That was a big commitment, and part of our strategy to make sure you guys finish,
Yes. And that was really important to me. And I didn't want to feel like I was letting those people down because it was what 3 years ago, but I knew that I would do it eventually, and I would contact them every now and again and let them know where I was up to, and sort of kept them in the loop. And everyone was very kind and really patient with me, and I that meant a lot to me. I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Are they excited to have received their copy now? And
yes. Some people have sort of posted it, and it's funny, I said that I was going to do a brown paper packages tied up with string theme, and I sort of wrapped them in tissue paper and put little stickers on and brown paper and the string, and the post office said no string. It'll get caught in the machines. So we had to cut off all the string, but I thought that was just kind of funny.
I had no idea. There you go. You don't put string on your packages, because I think that was the old school way that people
I kind of like that idea of sending the books out with a bit of a theme, in the wrapping, and rather than just sticking it in a bag. That was something that I did. But the experience with Ultimate 48-Hour Author, with you and the team was just fantastic. The retreat was amazing. All the assistants, even though for me it was overwhelming, I got started and one thing you said to me, and I actually share this with my students now, is that your first is the worst. You've got to get something down.
Yeah.
And then you keep going back to it and redrafting and redrafting. And at that point, you know, then it's something it's worth other people reading.
Yeah, beautiful. There's a couple of comments here. Donna saying, yes, helping students discover their true selves and gearing their education towards their dream lives. So
yes,
what you were saying there. And Dora saying, great interview. And Janine, who's one of our authors, who has just the retreat after you, she's still pending.
Oh, so Janine, you can do it.
You have inspired her to, you know, get into this and complete it. But yeah, I can't wait what the future holds and how everything, like, really, I do feel when you guys get your books in hand, that's when you can really start doing the things that you always said you wanted to do with it, right?
Yes. Whether
it's speak in front of groups, continue running your retreats, completely transition out of, you know, the other career and just focus on this, and develop the other programs, you know, who knows, you might be running these 12 steps. Oh, sorry, 11 a week program, you know, maybe over a 2 or 3 day period where you can actually walk people through it the way you write it and things like that. But you're absolutely right. When we do read a book, we could read your book today and then it'll have certain meanings. And then you read it 5 years later and you're in a different place of your life and you pick up different insights. That's what I love about books. That's why I often will go reread some books that were my favorites, because you also forget what you've read. I read my own books sometimes, Sarah, and I go, oh, gee, that's smart, you know, like stuff that I've written I've totally like forgotten, and then I almost inspire myself or give myself a thought process or a strategy that I had forgotten about, right? Mm. I love that too. Yeah.
It's just one other thing I'd like to add, because the book is an inquiry course, if there are lots of questions, and nobody has to engage with every question all at once, but I do teach you how to listen for the answers, because some people, you know, you'll read a question and you'll get nothing, or a word will come up, or an image, or a number. Okay. And so learning to listen to your own answers is really listening to that still small voice that's within you. And that's a big part of the practice over the 11 weeks. So lots and lots of questions. You don't have to answer all of them, but they're there really to explore and to excavate. Yes.
Give us a couple of questions from the book.
You know? Okay. Well, I start off at the very beginning by asking some broad questions that I then get you to come back to at the end of the book,
okay,
and revisit them.
What are those?
Give me a moment to find a page. Okay. So, and they're always under the heading of key inquiry questions.
Yeah.
Do I love my life mm-hmm. in this moment in general? Do I love myself? Am I willing to explore the idea? I'm simply not where I need to be right now, and maybe I don't even know where that is. Am I willing to explore giving myself permission to be myself? Am I fearful of what I might expose? Can I even consider living life as my authentic self? If not, are there some clues as to why not? Do I deserve a full, satisfying, and authentic life? Can I use every day as part of the exploration of building success and staying with it?
Beautiful.
So they're the first, that's the first sort of question bank in the book. And then we come back to that at the end and see how people have developed and changed and grown through the process and how their answers have changed.
So you mentioned just before, like, you know, you teach people how to listen for the answers, because sometimes we actively are thinking on the answers, right? What are a couple of strategies of where, you know, like us listening to the little voice, the quiet little voice?
Coming into quiet helps. Some of the tools that I teach are simple breathing to slow the body down and meditating, because even spending 5 minutes sitting quietly with yourself just gives your brain a chance to slow down, to quieten, to slow down, and for that small voice to come up and actually be heard. So taking that time every day, especially when you find a question that you really want to inquire into, can actually take, can actually bring you into that space. And then it's a matter of seeing how you actually give yourself the answers, whether whether you'll flash up a scene from a movie or an image from a photo from your life or a number. So sometimes I might come up in numbers. I'll ask myself a question and I'll get 60%. You know, and it's like, well, where do these answers come from? They do come from the that my most authentic self, and part of the process is learning to trust our own answers.
Yeah, because they'll guide us to what the next step is, or give us more peace and
And the more we learn to understand that, the more we'll learn to understand the answers. Because sometimes an answer will come up and we won't necessarily understand it. So is that the right question? Is that something to come back to a bit later? And the more we understand, the more subtle and specific our answers will be once we learn to understand them.
Yeah, totally. And would you say your book is something that, people should go through this 11-week inquiry kind of on a regular basis every few years and things like that? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Toward the end of the book, I give people some steps as to how to take what they've learnt into the future, because we're always bringing what we've learnt into the present and then using that to make a path into our most authentic future. And giving people the opportunity to come back and redo the same process in maybe 12 months and see, because when you discover your real me right now, it's not going to be the same real me in 12 months, because you're going to act on that and do a lot of things a little differently. So coming back in 12 months, you'll still be the real me, but it'll be a different real me, and even more authentic real me as you then move forward, light and joyful and open. And that's really what we want our lives to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. That's not to say you're not going to have the challenges. And you said at the very beginning, it's not going to be easy. These are all very, deep kind of things that you need to really confront. Maybe people go through and they don't stop and think about that. And then, they may wonder why things are not going the way that I want, or maybe I'm not as happy as I want and all that. So I think when I started my personal development journey 13 years ago, I was almost why did I have to go down this rabbit hole? Almost, it wasn't ignorance, just bliss or whatever. But once you do the work and you can really figure things out on your own, or ask yourself, almost sounds like, also it's a bit of self-coaching kind of stuff that you can do on yourself, then it's got so much value, because actually you're able to manage your emotions and, work through them. So I'm glad now, but at the beginning, when it's hard, what I teach you guys, my mom always says, every beginning is hard.
Yes.
It's I took the red pill, not the blue pill or whatever, and I've opened up a whole other way of thinking. And I think this is kind of what your book would do for a lot of people. Yeah, I love it. Yes. I love it. Well, I wish you every success, and I do encourage everyone that listened this morning, there's quite a few people that have been here, is go get either the physical copy at centenaryyoga.com.au, and the link is, let me just check, she hasn't quite put it there. I'm going to go put it, I'll put it there.
Thank you.
You may be watching this on a YouTube, you may be listening to this on Anchor FM, which is our podcast. We'll put all that in the below the video, so you can go ahead and get the book. And tomorrow, for just 24 hours, this book will be launching on Amazon at 99 cents for the ebook version of it. So tomorrow morning, head across, get a copy. I think, even just go through questions or sometimes I even like to pick up different things. I'll open a book in the middle. I think your book might be one of those books where you can literally, I reckon, maybe even open it. What is it today that I need to be asking?
And
attract that question, that or insight, and then you can get on with your day and all that kind of stuff. So any last thoughts Would you like to finish on a specific quote that you love? You opened on a quote that was relevant to your book. Is there any other quotes that you really love? I'll put you on the spot now.
I love that. I love that one that from J.K. Rowling in Harry Potter, that it's not our abilities that make us who we are, it's our choices.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
And that comes back to me a lot. And I think that, our choices kind of fold in with our abilities, because it's our abilities that are very much part of the real me. But it's still then what we, how we choose to show up with those. Yeah. That's really important. Thank you so much, Nat.
I love it. Thank you so much
for everything.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. As I said, I'm a big fan and I'm so happy I got to see you in real life again.
That was wonderful seeing you last week.
And giving you a hug, and I wish you every success. Let's reconvene maybe in 12 months time and see where it's all at, and, every success to your retreats. If you do are curious and you're in Queensland or you want to travel in to attend one of Sarah's retreats, again, they're probably on the website. I'm guessing.
Yes.
They are on the website, centenaryyoga.com.au. And just go and do it with the real person as well. So have an amazing week, guys, ahead, and go out and smash it out.